welcome, everyone. And of course, a big thank you to Brian Kaplowitz and SpeakerMatch.com for sponsoring our teleseminar today, which is Organizing Your Marketing Strategy Using Annie's Powerful Optimization Wheel. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director for Annie. And with me, of course, is the Annie Jennings. She's a highly respected and accomplished national publicist who creates meaningful and valuable publicity strategies that help her clients be heard in the world. Annie offers her famous number one radio talk show interview campaign that comes with free unlimited media training, a performance guarantee, and bookings on the major high listenership radio shows that include the nationally syndicated networks to help share your message coast to coast. Performance publicity programs are also offered for television bookings, prestigious print, and influential online media placements. So, welcome, Annie.
Well, thank you, Stacey, and a special shout out to Brian at Speaker Match. We love doing teleseminars for you and your group. You have a very interesting selection of clients. Every teleseminar sign up is more impressive than the one before, so you've got a wonderful group and a nice community going. Today, we're here to talk about the optimization wheel and how to use it to organize your marketing outreach and media outreach so it is definitely manageable for you with very little stress. So there's just so much to do every single day just to stay competitive out in your area of expertise. You have to stay competitive and visible, as we all know. You not only want to stay competitive, but you also want to be able to be found by your target audience. You also want to continue to do the things you're already doing in marketing, but also add all the new things that come across your plate that you learn about in staying visible out in the marketplace. It's never been more competitive than it is now. Everybody wants everything, everything you want, and they want it now as well. So that's the game you're playing, a highly competitive game. But you can play and you can win. It's called consistency over time. It is one of the things that's really famous in our company, that we are consistent over time. How do you do it all and still stay low stress or even stress-free? That's what the optimization wheel is all about. It just keeps everything organized for you, so you don't always feel like you're missing something important. And you don't want to be missing the competitive factors that make you successful, which are your visibility and your ability to be found online. Visibility to your target market and authority now online. And to be able to be identified as an authority by a third-party source. These third-party sources are simply Google returning your site as an authority site when someone's looking for, let's say, a leadership speaker, right? They're going to go to what they consider to be the authority sites. So the authority factor is a little bit bigger than the expert status factor. Authority factor is where you're considered the go-to person on a particular topic. There's so much to do to stay competitive. And now the next thing we're introducing here is now you have to be an authority. What, being an expert wasn't enough? No, not really. It's not. You know why? Because there's a lot of people who are writing books, marketing books, and they're coming out and they're saying they're experts in everything. And the media, and so do any companies who want to hire you as a speaker, they're raising the bar to being determined an expert in your field. So it's important that you realize that you're competing in a very high-powered environment. So there's so much to do right now that you're probably thinking, oh, listen, we have to forget it. There's just too much marketing every single day. I can't keep up with this all. But see, it's a natural reaction to reduce stress and overwhelm. And people just want to say, oh, forget about it. I can't keep up. But that's not necessarily true because the market is open to everyone and everyone is allowed to compete and everyone is allowed to excel. There's no need to feel stressed and anxious about your marketing future. The things you need to do to create a thriving business in your life can be done, and it's done with this optimization wheel. So, Stacey, I have a question for you. What is the optimization wheel?
Well, I guess that's what everyone's thinking about, right? We're talking about the optimization wheel. And so what you want to do is just think of a wheel. And, of course, picture that. In this wheel, we have spokes. And so each spoke is going to represent a method of your outreach. And so the idea is to identify all of those marketing strategies, the methods of outreach that you can think of, and you want to assign them to a spoke. And this is how you keep everything organized. So you can always add more spokes as you think of more ways to market your book, your speaking business, build up your brand, and start heading towards that authority status, that authority factor that Annie was talking about. So when you have each spoke, you want to break that out into what you need to do to optimize that spoke, that method of outreach. So the nice part here is that you can work on one spoke at a time. You can do one thing, or if you're feeling frisky, right, you're out here in the new year, you want to do five spokes at a time, you can do that too. It's all about what you want to do, how you're feeling, and again, how you're staying organized here. And so that's what we do. We work on numerous spokes every single day to optimize our potential. So we always know where we are in the optimization cycle. So here's a tip, and Annie and I talk about this all the time. We keep lists. So as you're going about your day, something will pop into your head that should go onto your optimization wheel. It'll be a part of one of your spokes. So you write it down, and then you move it over to your wheel later. So when you think of it, what I do is I have my piece of paper right next to me. Sometimes it's a nice, bright piece of paper. It's a notebook. You're keeping everything together. And you write it down, and when it's done, a check mark. I don't even like to cross it out. I don't know why, but I do a nice check mark, really big, and that makes me feel good that I have something done, that I'm working on the spoke, that I'm working on my optimization wheel, and we are moving something over from the to-do to the done list. So that wheel, of course, that we're talking about here, it's a metaphor, obviously. You don't really have a wheel, although you could. You could have a wheel, all right? That would be really great. But no, it's a metaphor. So you draw a big circle. You name each spoke. And then when you build out the spoke, you would do that in what we're talking about this here list format, right? And as you work on your list, you can make notes on what you did do and what there is still to do. So when at the end of your day, you're looking at that list for each spoke, and you don't have those big, nice, fat check marks checked on each thing, go back and do that real quickly. A lot of times these to-dos on your list, they don't necessarily take a ton of time. So you're there and you just go ahead. You have that to-do on your list and it's not checked off. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. It's simplifying. That's really the key. It's simplifying everything. So when you want to make your optimization wheel work best, you just keep it all nice and easy. Your wheel does not have to be a work of art. It just has to act as a guide. So don't let the wheel and its appearance take up your time. Just let the actual work take up your time. And again, sometimes that's no time at all. You just go ahead and do it. Right? Don't push something off till tomorrow that can be done today. It'll help you build up those spokes. And what I always like to think about when we're picturing this optimization wheel is that the more you build up the spokes, the more spokes you have, the stronger the wheel gets. And the faster it goes. The faster it goes to your authority status. Right? So you just want to keep on thinking of what each spoke is going to be. And you can add spokes, as we said, you know, anytime.
At our company, we have implemented the wheel successfully over time. And it's one of the secrets of our success. People say to me, you know, the one thing I admire about your company is you're consistent over time. And I must say that that's true. We are consistent over time. Why? We simply work the wheel. But we don't let the wheel overwhelm us. It's very easy to become overwhelmed because nowadays, you turn on your computer, you do a search, let's say, for your keyword, and there's a million competitors, and you wonder, how am I ever going to excel in this hyper-competitive world out there? The question is, you can with consistency over time. I feel most people, they give up after the first couple of times, so good, we count on that. We like it when they give up. I'm sorry, but we just do, right? We don't give up, but I like it when others give up. So here's the thing. Now, if you have your wheel and you just draw like a center point and you draw these lines out, and now you're starting to look like a bicycle wheel, right? There's lots of nice spokes there. Now, each spoke is going to identify a method of outreach that's going to help you empower yourself, get your message out, get in front of your target market. All these things you need to do to stay relevant to your expertise, stay competitive to what other people are doing, and to stay out there so you can be found and you can be hired. So that means we're constantly updating this wheel. The spokes are actually designed to even grow even bigger, all right, as they move over time. So one of the spokes, let's just pretend we have now, one spoke, and it's called your speaker page on your website. That's actually a spoke. Another spoke is going to be your website itself, optimizing your website. We cannot forget about SEO. It's very important, and it's here to stay. Another page is going to be on your website, a media page. You see how we're breaking down, upgrading your website or making sure your website is in optimal condition at all times. So let's say you have a media bio and you've been out there doing things. You've been on radio shows, you've been on TV shows maybe. TV isn't for everybody, but radio talk shows are certainly for everybody. And you've been on maybe podcasts, you've maybe submitted articles. There's lots of ways that you can get your message out that's considered media these days. This media, especially if it's connected to a name brand that carries authority and influence in the marketplace, should be part of your media bio. Because the media bio starts to authenticate who you are and that you're the real deal. The reason this now has become important in the spokes, identifying yourself as a player in the industry, a credentialed player, not just somebody who wants to play the game, but is actually qualified, all right, to be a speaker, qualified to be hired. They like to look at the associations. What has come before? What have you done before that we know of? We respect the name brand. We like the name Forbes. We like the name CNBC. And you don't get booked on these major media sites and for speakers. You don't get hired by these brand name companies and associations without earning your way up the ladder. Earning your way up the ladder is a way of paying your dues so that when you do get high enough to be hired by these top-level opportunities, you are ready to walk out on that stage. Our last teleseminar with Speaker Match was about the difference between earned PR and purchased PR. There is an area for each, but earned PR is the best type of PR, best type of media, best type of asset that you can invest in yourself because it teaches you why you're important in the world today and what people want from you. Give the people what they want and they will buy it from you. Really, that's the thing. And you don't get that information without being out into the world getting the feedback from the world. If you want to create a product and nobody wants to buy it, well, it tells you a few things. Let's assume marketing is in place, but nobody wants to buy it. It means you're missing your marketplace. That's okay. It's just market feedback. So this is the type of feedback that you want to go out and get for yourself so you can be better. That's called earned publicity. Purchase publicity, forget about it. You get nothing. You put your money out. You get a pretend segment somewhere, and big deal, you've learned nothing about yourself, so there's nothing to leverage. There's no new growth on your end. So this way, it makes it very, very hard for you to compete in your marketplace. So let's say in your case, as speakers, you want to up-level your bio. I think for a speaker, the more credibility you can present in your bio and on your site, the better for you. So as a speaker, I would start with the bio. And I would make sure the bio reflected all of your most current assets that hold the most power and influence. And these would be your brand name associations that you can get through PR. 5 million print-on-demand books out there. If anybody's by their computer, you can put the word Bowker in, followed by the numbers 1.6. And all of a sudden, you're going to find out 1.6 million print-on-demand books, that is non-traditional books, self-published books, were published in 2018. The year before is 1.2. I'm all for writing books, but you have to have another reason to write the book other than selling the book. That's another strategy altogether, and for it's another teleseminar. But all speakers, sure, have a book. Have a showcase of your knowledge, of your experience, of your education, of your point of view. These are all wonderful marketing tools, and I agree with them all. So it's good to have that. They work well in your speaker bio as well. author of. You would name the book according to your expertise. So when you name your book, name it using your keywords, okay? Your trophy keyword is the number one keyword that you find most meaningful to you, and the stats show most people are searching on. Because you want to be high up in the SEO, remember, people do search. Then they like to go to your website. They like to be convinced. They want to hire you. Remember, these people are out there to hire you. The sooner they hire a speaker, job done, check mark off. Let's cross off this next thing off our to-do list. First thing is to have an impressive website, and the first place anyone's going to go is to your speaker bio. So I'd like to see speaker bios updated as often as possible to include all of your accomplishments that are meaningful and valuable to the person reading the bio. As you're moving through your marketing and growth and business growth strategy, you may be getting more opportunities. As you get the opportunities, add them to your bio in order of their importance. The other thing would be the speaker page. Speaker pages, what are they going to hire you to come and speak on? I would look that over, and I think once a year that thing should be completely redesigned. What's working? What are they hiring you for? What speaking events are considered to be most in demand? And then you update them to reflect the current year's anticipated needs. And I think that's critical. Now, how do you find out what these businesses want from you in terms of speaking? In terms of how do they want to hire you? Well, what's the goal? The goal for all businesses is we need to increase our bottom line, but in order to do so, we have to do more things. We need a happy, healthy place to work. We need employees that are well taken care of. We need a business model that's like to die for, please. Nobody can compete with us. We just are thinking of everything. We need a dynamic working environment, like it just gets so exciting over time. And as you start to realize these are the way companies are going, I'm an advocate for you guys. I want your voice to be heard, and I want you to be successful. I want everybody to get whatever it is that they want out of this world. They just have to know how to get it without getting disappointed, overwhelmed, or overstressed to the point where they say it's just not worth it anymore. I'm going to give up. No, you don't give up on your dreams if they're truly your dreams. If you want to go in another direction, fine, go do that. Go in another direction. This may not have been for you. But if you really believe that you have something to share, the important thing is to go out there and stay consistent over time. This is what the wheel is all about. It's designed to help you over time identify your growth goals. The big question with speakers is, well, how do I know what they want to hear from me? This is where media comes in. The media is going to give you immediate feedback on why you're meaningful and valuable to your socially relevant audience. That's why you need media. You want to be on the major shows that are going to challenge you a little bit and say, okay, so you're an expert in XYZ. Here's what we're facing as a society right now. I'd like to ask you the following question. Whoa, it's going to open up your world like crazy, and you're going to think of things you never thought before, and you're going to realize my society is somewhere else than where I think it is. If you haven't updated your speaking topics, seriously, this year, you've got to do it the following year, in 2020, because we are growing rapidly, changing rapidly. We're getting tired of just going to click. We want more experience with our day-to-day activities. We want to connect with others more. When I'm developing segments for clients, we're moving towards the connection idea as well. So now you're going to have to add to one of your spokes, networking. It's a good spoke. Listen, it's never going to go out of style. So the idea is now one of your spokes is going to be networking. You've done your website. Your website spoke has led you to update your bio right away. And then you did your speaking page too. What are businesses facing that they need you as an expert, always authentic, in your subject matter, in your conversation? And what do they want to hire you for? What's the goal? What's the bottom line goal they want to achieve? You work backwards and you build a gorgeous program for them. See how there's so much to do now? Now you're probably facing overwhelm. This is why we have the wheel, so you're not facing overwhelm. You don't want to let your competitors in. You want to be there. They want to see you pull out. They want to see you get overwhelmed. They want to see you fall behind the times. That is not going to happen to you. Right now, just make that your motto for 2020. There is no way I'm letting anybody take my spot. In fact, I'm going to get stronger in my spot because now you're going to learn how to do it. You're going to learn how to be stronger every single day. You're going to perfect your conversation, perfect what you're bringing to the marketplace to the point where there's no other, they're hiring you. There's nobody else in the game. All right, so that's good. You never know where your next lead or new speaking opportunity or client is going to come from. Remember, you can set yourself up so that your marketing is working when you're not present. As we're creating our wheel, we've come to a couple of spokes. What other spokes can you think of that might be good spokes for you? Do these things because one speaking event can launch your entire career. So you can start something small if you're just starting out as a speaker and just start to work your way up that ladder. That's how success works. Success works this way. You have to be out there in many, many ways and making friends, influencing people, you know, but doing it always authentically. All right, so here's another thing for your spokes. Somebody asked me the other day, how do I get new clients? And I thought that was an interesting question to be asked, but I actually thought about it for a minute. And before I could answer, someone else said, well, why don't you put testimonials on your site? Now, I'm thinking about that, and I don't know if you've seen my site, but there's hundreds of testimonials up there. There's testimonials from real people who have used our services. 20 years ago, we realized testimonials are clutch, and their brands are strong, too, so you get the brand pass-through to your brand as well. So if you go to my site, you're going to see there's dozens of real stories there where people come back, and in their own words, they say what it was like for them to work with us. I can say I'm good all day long, but unless other people are willing to say, yeah, she is good all day long, me saying it doesn't have that much power as someone else saying it. But for someone at this stage of the game asking me about how to get new clients and then putting testimonials on their site is considered a good idea, okay, great. They have a lot of work to do in up-leveling to the point where we're at today. So if you don't have testimonials on your site, get them right away. Your wheel is going to be changing over time, constantly changing over time. What if you work through Brian and he has a leadership opportunity? Great. They're going to go to your site and check you out. Are they going to find the confidence, the certainty that they need to find there to say, got one, let's contact this person right away? That leads us to the contact page underneath your website spoke. You see how we're kind of building out the website spoke now to cover contact page? When people see a contact page, name, address, whatever, you saw the one you signed up with. It was a page. There was no real person there taking your information. When someone wants to hire you, they want the real person. The second you get that form, your company policy has to be immediate response. When people want to buy, they want to buy now. They want to click. This is why Amazon is, well, many reasons why they're successful. One is one click, buy whatever. I want to buy it now. Fine. Click. Here you go. You got it. You want to be that too. So when they fill out the form, you want to be like a one-clicker. You have somebody watching these forms, or you are too, and you stop everything and you call them. They appreciate that because one of the ways that people will evaluate your services and separate you from the rest are how quickly you respond to their original inquiry into doing business with you. Make sure you include your phone number. And make sure the phone number you do listen to your voicemails. I call some people sometimes and their voicemails fall. That tells me they're overwhelmed and they're not a good choice to help me in anything that I was thinking of hiring them for. All right, so you want to keep your voicemails clean and neat. You want to be an ongoing, thriving business at the height of your career, and everything around you shows that you are that. And that's what the wheel is going to help you do. It's going to help you avoid the mistakes that are going to keep you down and allow others to surpass you because other people are using the wheel. It's not just you. This all sounds very daunting, I know, because now we're getting into so many things you need to do just to get up to speed. Hence the wheel. You can pick one spoke at a time. You can go as slow or as fast as you want. The nice part about keeping the stress away from you, though, is you know it's planned out for you. Yes, the plan is fluid. It's subject to change, but it's there. You have your wheel, all right? Now, when you picture the wheel in your head with all the spokes, each one of those spokes should have a piece of paper to it, okay, like a book, a notebook. As you're thinking of things like, oh, yeah, I should add that to my website. Oh, yeah, I love this. Let me ask my webmaster if they can do it. Write it down. And this way you have all your thoughts in one place. You're not all jumbled up in your mind about all the things you have to do. And yet still get clients. No, you're building towards clients coming to you. That's what you want. Make sure your mobile sites, that's another thing for your wheel. So you see how it's getting overwhelmed? It's like saying, forget about it, I'm not going to do this anymore, it's getting too crazy. No, no, no. Stay organized, stay calm. I look at what we accomplish per week, and then I make evaluations on how I would need to change to be more successful in the following week. So a day or two here or there that's not as productive as another day or two here or there, it doesn't bother me. Sometimes people are very active, sometimes they're not as active. Sometimes they're very sharp, sometimes they're not as sharp. I want to take advantage of the sharp person who's ready to work that day and perform optimally. As your wheel is going to grow, your support team that you need in place is going to grow too. We have to decide who we like, who we want on our support team. So in terms of our support team, I do some of the social media. So I have a social media team. If you were to monitor my social media, you'll see it's active. So we're doing things every single day to stay competitive in our marketplace. We have an attraction model, meaning we have to have the SEO authority and we must have the outreach. We have to be everywhere at all times. As a business, you have a responsibility to let everyone know that you are in business. You can't just open up and say, I'm going to wait for people to knock on my door and say, hey, what's behind this door? Is there a business back in here? Do I like this business? Do I need this business? No, no one's going to do that anymore. No one's going to bother. They're going to say, if you're not thriving in your business world right now enough to get to me, if you can reach me, you're thriving. We went over a couple of ideas for spokes, but as you can see, there's so many. Each spoke can be built out. But the idea now is to keep your eye on the wheel. If working your wheel feels like a burden at any given time, stop, walk away from the wheel. Walk away from the wheel. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. And I have a lot of experience, believe me, with this wheel. You will be back when you are refreshed. Meanwhile, all of the work you have done up until this point, when you felt like you wanted to walk away for a little while, and when you feel better, which could be sooner, could be later, but sooner or later you're going to feel better, I'll tell you that much, and you're going to get back to your wheel.
Well, right. You have to stay on the cutting edge because, as Annie was talking about, everyone, they're out there, they're quote-unquote experts, right? Everywhere. They are everywhere. So you have to stay ahead of the curve, keep your knowledge up to date. Do not get stale. Always be learning what methods of outreach are available to you that reach your target market, and you always want to be thinking about what is next. All right, so this is our mindset. You have to go to your market. When it comes to marketing books, your audience has to know you are out there. They don't come knocking saying, do you have a book I might like Annie was saying before with your business. They're not just going to show up and say, knock on your door and say, hey, is there a business here? Can I work with you? No, you have to go and get in front of them where they are living. Online, on Facebook, on Instagram, or by using publicity to get out there in the world. So it's really important to stay out there with your knowledge up to date so that when they do find you, when you do connect with them and they do see that your website, one of your spokes that Annie talked about a lot, is all there, it's all up to date, everything is fresh, and they know they're getting someone who isn't just a quote-unquote self-proclaimed expert, but you have that authority factor working for you. And we just mentioned publicity, of course, that's something that we know and love, and we, of course, say very important as a spoke in your optimization wheel. All right, but it's not just one spoke. Your publicity spoke should be individualized, such as one spoke for being a guest on radio talk shows. There's another one for television, if, of course, that's right for you. Not always right for everyone. Another spoke is for online media that would naturally reach your target market. And then, of course, has that major big brand name power to it, too. And then another spoke may be a podcast guest. Now, let's talk about podcasts for a second, because there's like 700,000 active podcasts out there, all right? That's according to Apple, and it's grown by 150,000 in just the past year. So, you know, you may not reach a ton of listeners, out there, right? Podcasts are, they're self-selected. So if the podcast showcases your expertise nicely, I mean, yes, go ahead, do that. Because typically podcast listeners are going to be pretty loyal. But it could be a bit of a weak spoke, the podcast spoke, but still worth doing if it does not take you away from other more important things. Now, you know, I have a question for Annie here. You know, how do you feel about someone starting a podcast?
All right. So terrific. So I think we started podcasts years ago. I mean, I have to count back, but I think it's more 10 years ago. We have 3 podcasts going. All right. So one is on JenningsWire.com. We do everyone who has a book, and it's all about your book. Fabulous. I'm providing a service. There's no cost to this. And anybody who has written a book, I want to give them an asset that they can use to leverage, because I'm all about you. I'm an author advocate. I'm all about authors and their success. So I wanted to give authors a platform where they could tell others all about their book and then use that recording to share on all their social media so that they have a third party interviewing them in all their glory and all their reasons for writing their book and all the takeaways and valuable assets that can be found in their book. So we have that. We also have Elite Wire, where we showcase individuals serving the marketplace, from speakers, SEO professionals, to website developers. I'd love to have a whole selection in the community where people can go and learn. And what I do with this podcast is people are allowed to come in and tell us what you do. So if you want a speaker podcast, just let me know. You're going to be able to say, here's what I talk about. Here's who I am. Here's who my perfect client is. Here's who would want to hire me. Now you have a marketing piece. It's not just a podcast. This thing can be repurposed all over the place, but I've given you an asset to help you be more successful. And then we have my podcast. Now, this thing is all about me. All right, so Stacey's my interviewer generally, and I like to do my own podcast with myself as the guest. And the reason why is I want to showcase my knowledge, experience, credentials, wisdom, and contribution to the industry. I want to serve my community. I want to make sure everybody has the assets that they need to be successful in the world, such as I have podcast titles like this, How to Create a Media Bio, How to Get Booked on Radio Talk Shows, How to Create a Website the Media Will Love, Media Training Tips, How to Be a Great Guest, and so on. I mean, seriously, I have 500 of these things. Topics that appeal to my natural client base that help them achieve their goals and objectives. That's my personal podcast, all right? Now, I run my personal podcast, but guess who runs everything else? I have a staff. I have a staff who does everything else because Jennings Wire takes the whole day, Elite Wire takes the whole day, and I don't have the whole day. So I do have people hired who handle those aspects for me because it's worth it. It's worth serving the audiences. It's worth serving book authors who want to showcase their talents. It's worth serving the speaker market that wants to showcase their talent and wind up with a well-produced commercial for themselves. It doesn't sound like a commercial. It's like an interview that acts like a commercial. And I love sharing other people's businesses that can help other people as long as they're the real deal. To get on my Elite Wire, you have to have at least 5 years experience and you have to have a history of success. Because I can't have these new, we call them pop-ups, the pop-up overnight. I like to think that time is very, very valuable. I'm sure everyone can attest to how fast time goes, okay? Time is valuable. This wheel helps you manage your time. As your wheel gets going, there will be lots to do every day. And you don't have to do everything every day. You just have to keep going. Now, doing one thing a day for each spoke of your wheel is very good. You're going to be motivated very quickly when you see how quickly this thing like takes off. It like has a life of its own. Seriously, it does. The rule of thumb is to always know how your actions are leading to your power and are supporting your marketing. Stacey, I think that's a wrap for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We, of course, want to thank everyone for jumping on the line. As we said, time is valuable, so we really do appreciate you. And Brian, I know you'll probably have some parting words.
I always have a few. So thank you. Thank you both so much. This was great. And talking about the spokes and having all your marketing is really so important, especially for speakers to hear at this time of the year, because right now at the end of December, meeting planners are not really doing much. They're packing it in. They're going on vacation. They're taking a break. But when they get back at the beginning of the year, they're going to be starting to look for speakers for their events coming up over the summer and later in the year. And the more prepared you are as a speaker with materials that are ready to go, the better it's going to be for everybody. And the better your chances are of actually getting a job if you've got some materials that have been put together in a well thought out way. And if you have a marketing plan and a marketing system that's put together using some of the techniques that Annie has talked about and some of the different things you can do by building your spokes. So please listen to this again. Annie will have the recording available, and I'll send out the replay as soon as we get that link. But it's great information. And if you're not ready to absorb it all right now, take some time to listen to it again, because it really is great information.